We're hearing a song that was popular in South Africa in the 1980s, popular even though it was banned. The song was called Asim Bonanga, which means we have not seen him. He was Nelson Mandela, who by then had been in prison for more than two decades. This morning, we reached the writer of that song, Johnny Clegg, in South Africa.
I'm part of a generation that grew up never knowing Nelson Mandela. We were not allowed to see his likeness or mention him or carry a photograph that would get you 4 years in jail.
Johnny Clegg is white. For many years, he performed in a racially mixed band, though that was illegal under South African apartheid laws. He says the song came to him one morning when he awoke to the sound of gunshots, one of the signs of social unrest.
I began writing the song. It started off really as a song about my feeling very down and hopeless. And then while I was writing it, I thought, well, who can actually cross these burning waters? Who is the person who can bridge you and me, every South African? And when it came down to it, it was Mandela. So I used his name. I thought, this is what we really are looking for.
We are all islands, till comes the day we cross the burning water.
With his reference to islands, Johnny Clegg was playing off a famous line by the poet John Donne, "No man is an island."
And I thought Mandela is on Robben Island, and as long as he is on the island, we are all islands here on the mainland. And in order to basically set ourselves free, we have to free him.
The song became an anthem for many of Mandela's supporters, and years later, Mandela came out on stage to dance with Johnny Clegg.
Well, it is a music and dancing that makes me at peace with the world.
He was somebody who made you feel that what you were saying was important, and he always waited for you to finish speaking, and he asked very interesting questions. He didn't ask questions where you felt that he was just trying to engage in conversation. He would try and extract some information about whatever topic you were discussing.
The memories of Johnny Clegg, who wrote the song We Have Not Seen Him about Nelson Mandela, and finally did see him walk free.
Steven Biko. Hasim.